Chapter 3, Celebrating 20 Years of Accessibility Action Plans. In July 2001, the then CEO of Westpac Group, David Morgan, filed our first Disability Discrimination Action Plan with the Australian Human Rights Commission, or the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, as it was known then. At the launch, he stated the document honoured the simple and powerful principle within the Disability Discrimination Act of 1992, that people with disability have the same rights as all other members of our community, including equal rights to services and employment. 20 years later, we're celebrating making people with disability a priority in our business by regularly refreshing our initiatives and commitments to closing the gaps and breaking down the barriers they may experience as customers, employees, or members of the community. Originally referred to as disability or disability discrimination action plans, the language to describe the purpose of these strategies has changed over the years to reflect the broader intention of the documents. Accessibility has been the focus in more recent years, with inclusion added to recognise the importance of valuing and respecting people with disability. From the launch of Australia's first talking ATM in 2002, to the launch of artificial intelligence chatbots who interact with customers online, and embedding inclusive design principles into wearable payment devices like digital watches, we seek opportunities to build accessibility into what that we do. That's why, for example, we supported the Australian Payments Network in 2019 in developing the world's first guidelines to support the accessible design of touchscreen terminals to facilitate independent and secure PIN entry for people living with vision and motor impairments. Setting the bar high is something we're proud of. This includes the intuitively accessible design of our own corporate sites, which are recognised in the 2016 Australian Human Rights Award for groundbreaking design catering to those with disability. Accessible design is a road with no end. As the world continues to evolve, we see changes in technology and other practices that both enable and create barriers if inclusion isn't designed for. We know there will always be more work to do to improve the life and work outcomes for people living with disability. The work done over the last 20 years has helped us create a strong foundation for the future inclusion of people with disability as customers, employees, and the community. A message from the Disability Commissioner, Australian Human Rights Commission. Congratulations to Westpac Group for its long-standing and ongoing commitment to making the inclusion of people with disability a priority in its business. Over the last two decades, Westpac has continued to highlight the importance of accessibility through making renewed initiatives periodically through the process of having a strategic plan for supporting people with disability as employees, customers, and members of the community. Westpac's efforts set an example for other organisations to follow and impact the whole community, not just people with disability. Milestones achieved over the last 20 years. Timeline of milestone showcases. 2001, first disability action plan lodged with the Australian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. 2002, we launched first talking ATM in Melbourne, allowing customers with vision impairments to plug an earpiece into the headphone jack and listen to instructions to independently complete their transactions. 2004, we gave $2 million to help send the Australian Paralympic team to the Athens Summer Olympics. 2005, consideration of supplier diversity and support for people with disability included in the group's Sustainable Supply Chain Management Policy. 2006, mental health awareness training provided to people leaders. 2009, Auslan Sign Language Interpreter Services provided to our in-branch customers and at the annual general meeting. 2010, the ABLE Employee Action Group was set up, consisting of employees volunteering to champion accessibility. 2012, Google Street View included in online search facilities to enable customers using our websites to view the access to a branch. 2013, we won the 2013 Australian Government National Disability Award for the Breaking Down the Barriers Disability Confidence Training Program. 2016, won Australian Human Rights Award for the intuitively accessible design of the new Barangaroo office. 2017, St George became the first Australian bank to be accredited as a dementia-friendly bank by Alzheimer's Australia. The tailored talent recruitment program was launched to assist in overcoming hiring barriers for people on the autism spectrum. 2019, Access and Inclusion team established to advance accessibility initiatives across the business. 2020, Westpac Group signs up to the Valuable 500 Global CEO Network for Disability Inclusion. 2021, Westpac is celebrating 20 years of Accessibility Action Plans.